Greetings. Holy Saturday to everyone out there. We're now in day four of our Lenten journey, and again, I'll be reading a devotion from the book, The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey by Brian Zond. Today, the scripture for the devotion is Mark 10, 46 to 52. You may want to pause the recording right now to read that, Mark 10, 46 to 52. So let us begin. This devotion's about Jesus heals Bartimaeus. Mark tells us that as Jesus was making his final approach to Jerusalem, he came to Jericho and then immediately left Jericho. In Mark's gospel, Jesus was about to pass right through Jericho with nothing happening. But when the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, heard that it was Jesus, the miracle worker from Galilee, who was passing by, he began to plead for mercy with a bold determination that he be heard. The beggar began to cry, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This calls to mind a well-known hymn by the famous American songwriter Fanny Crosby, who, like Bartimaeus, was also blind. She wrote, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by." Well, when the crowd rebuked Bartimaeus for his outburst, he was not deterred, but cried out all the more. The result was that Jesus stopped, called for him, and healed him. Bartimaeus then joined those who were following Jesus up to Jerusalem. I like to imagine the healed beggar among the crowd of Passover pilgrims, waving a palm branch and shouting, "Hosanna!" as Jesus entered the city. Most of us could stand to be a little bit more like Bartimaeus. As we continue in our Christian life, we may experience enough disappointments in prayer that we slip into praying safe prayers, prayers that never risk disappointment. We no longer pray boldly like Bartimaeus. Instead, we pray careful prayers, prayers that are so vague and ambiguous that we would be hard-pressed to tell whether or not they were ever answered. I understand this inclination, and there have been times in my own life when I have slipped into praying this way. But if we never actually ask Jesus to specifically and definably intervene in our life, though we may shield ourselves from disappointment, we also preclude the possibility of experiencing a miracle. We need to risk disappointment in prayer. If we ask Jesus to specifically act in our life, we may indeed experience some disappointment if our prayer is not answered, as we hoped. But Jesus can help us to bear that disappointment, and the Spirit can alert us to unanticipated ways in which God is at work in our lives. But if we abandon all expectations in prayer, we surrender to a modern skepticism that leaves our lives a barren and sterile landscape, devoid of divine presence and intervention. I can live in a world where not all of my prayers are answered, but I cannot live in a world where a prayer-answering God is never called upon and thus absent. Today, let's resolve to pray more boldly, like Bartimaeus, and defy the cynical crowd that would rebuke us for actually thinking that Jesus would respond to our cry for mercy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. We are needy people, and we need you to help us, to heal us, to rescue us. Merciful Savior, hear our prayer today and show us your salvation. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow, day five the first Sunday in Lent.